Psachim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey, 6-5. This is a fairly involved Mishnah. Be'ez Hashem, I'll explain it to you clearly the first time. You'll get it the first time. You just got to pay attention. Okay, so the basic machlokas around which this Mishnah revolves is whether, if a person is Mechalel Shabbos, he does it, which is forbidden on Shabbos Midoraisa, he does it B'shogeg, that means inadvertently, he didn't know what he was doing was a violation of Shabbos. So under normal circumstances, such a person must bring a Chatas, a sin offering. That's the general rule. Our Mishnah is discussing the question of if what happens if a person is indeed Mechalel Shabbos B'shogeg, he makes an inadvertent violation of Shabbos, but he does it while he's intending to do a mitzvah. He does an honest mistake, and it turns out he actually achieves some, at least some modicum of mitzvah. So, in such a scenario, do we still force him to bring a chatas, the sin offering? Remember, he was trying to do the right thing. He actually achieved something positive. It was an honest mistake. So, do we make him bring a sin offering anyways? So, Rabbi Eliezer says, yes, you do. You're Mechal Shabbos, you desecrate Shabbos, you bring a chatas, simple as that. Rabbi Yehoshua says, no, if you made an honest mistake and something, at least some level of mitzvah came out of it, then you'll be exempt from bringing the chatas. Now, that machlokas is actually old news. It features back in the 19th parak of Shabbos, back in Masechet Shabbos. So there we have the question of if a person gives a bris milah to a child who's 9 days old on Shabbos, but he thought he was an 8-day-old child. So that is, you're not supposed to do that. You're not allowed to give a bris milah on Shabbos unless it's for an 8-day-old child in its proper time. And this, therefore, was forbidden, but it was an honest mistake. And the bottom line is you did a mitzvah of bris milah. Not supposed to do on Shabbos, but it's a bris milah nonetheless. So there, Rabbi Yehoshua said he's exempt from the chatas, and Rabbi Eliezer says he's chayv. So that's the same kind of machlokas over here. Just here, there are a few more pieces in the puzzle which make it more complicated and give Rabbi Eliezer an opportunity to try to convince Rabbi Yehoshua that, at least in the scenario described in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehoshua should agree that a chatas should be required. Okay, so to understand the piece of the puzzle in our Mishnah, there are two basic premises you need to understand. The first is, as we actually said earlier in the Masechta, when one is offering an animal which was consecrated as a Korban Pesach, but when he does the Shechita, or for that matter, he does the Kabbalah, the receiving of the blood, the Halacha, the bringing of the blood, or the Zrika, the application of the blood of that animal, and he has in mind a different category of offering, meaning, let's say, he's offering a Korban Pesach, but he thinks he's shechting a Chagiga, or applying the blood of a Chagiga, etc. So that will invalidate the Korban Pesach. Now, totally invalid, nothing can be done with it, got to start again. So it's puzzle. In contrast, most korbanos, if you do them, it's called shelo lishma, for the wrong category, you have the wrong category in mind, during the blood avodas, the shechita, etc. So then, after the fact, the offering is kosher. It's kosher in as much as one could still bring the emurim on the mizbeach, etc. So it's not totally invalidated. It doesn't mean that the person who was trying to bring some korban doesn't have to bring a new one. He does, because he doesn't get credit for it, so to speak. But at least the actual offering, if you have in mind, let's say, a chagiga, and you have in mind that it should be a Pesach, which was wrong, this was consecrated, this animal was consecrated as a chagiga. When the person does the shechita, he's thinking this is a korban Pesach. No, that was a wrong move. But after the fact, b'di'avad, the animal, the offering is still kosher. It was a mitzvah. It was a mitzvah of a hakrava, of a korban, just the person had to bring a new chagiga in that scenario. Okay, so again, so that's the first difference, that if you take a Pesach and you shecht it shelo lishmo for the wrong category, it's pasul, not kosher. If you take another kind of korban, like a chagiga, and you shecht it shelo lishmo, having in mind, say, a Pesach, yes, it's kosher after the fact, to be applied in the mizbeach. So, meaning it's on some level it's a mitzvah. Okay, the second thing you need to understand to preach the machlokas here is that while Rabbi Yehoshua holds that if you were making an honest mistake on Shabbos in your attempts to do a mitzvah and you achieve some level of mitzvah, so you will indeed be exempt from bringing a chatas, but that's predicated on the fact that it was an honest mistake. If you essentially are a reckless idiot, that's not called an honest mistake. And at that point, if a person were totally reckless and just being totally foolish or not paying attention or not being responsible, that can't be called an honest mistake. And therefore, even though it was a shogeg and even though a mitzvah was done, even though a mitzvah was done, he'll still be liable to bring a chatas because we can't call that in my words, an honest mistake, meaning it was reckless. Okay, so while that second category, the recklessness, has no application when it comes to the bris milah, it will certainly have an application over here in the context of the Korban Pesach. So here we go inside. The Mishnah starts with a very straightforward case. HaPesach sheshachatu shlo lishmo. If you slaughter a Korban Pesach, having in mind the wrong category, you're thinking this is a chagiga, for example. So then, that makes the Korban Pesach invalid, and therefore if you do it b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, which is forbidden, because slaughtering animals on Shabbos in general is forbidden, and Isra d'Oraisa of Shechita, it's one of the 39 malachas, only that since the Torah stipulates b'mo'ado, the Korban Pesach must be offered on the 14th of Nisan, if it falls on a Shabbos, as we said before, it pushes off Shabbos. But in this case, you didn't offer a Korban Pesach, you botched this, and it's invalid, and that being the case, you slaughtered, it's a shkaga on Shabbos, no mitzvah is done, therefore everyone will agree, chayav alav chatas, you'll have to bring a korban chatas, a sin offering, to atone for the fact that you were machal Shabbos, you violated Shabbos, b'shogeg, inadvertently. However, ushar kol hazvachim, other offerings, for the most part, sheshachatan l'shum pesach, that you slaughtered having a korban pesach in mind, so let's just talk about a chagiga, for example. You take a chagiga, an animal that was, the case is, this animal was consecrated as a chagiga already, and then it gets brought mistakenly as a korban pesach. So we said that at least b'di'evet, after the fact, will make for a valid offering. So it's a level of mitzvah on some level. So then, im einan ru'uyin, if we're talking about the kind of animal which simply was totally not befitting of being a korban pesach, meaning this animal was a cow, or it was a female animal, or it was a mature ram, as opposed to an animal in its first year. So anyone who's paying the least bit of attention would realize that this cow was not a Korban Pesach, can't bring cows a Korban Pesach, and therefore it's not going to qualify as an honest mistake. The Hebrew term would just be toa b'davar mitzvah. You can't call that making a mistake and trying to perform a mitzvah. You're just being a reckless idiot. You're bringing a cow and thinking it's a Korban Pesach. What in the world are you thinking? So there, even Rabbi Yeshua is going to agree. It's not an honest mistake. It's just recklessness. And therefore, you will not get the waiver of bringing the Korban Chatas. Instead, you have to bring a Korban Chatas. Chayev, says the Mishnah. Everyone agrees you'll be Chayev to bring a Chatas because you, even though you did some modicum of mitzvah, as much as this cow, let's say, is still kosher, but you couldn't possibly think you were doing a mitzvah of Korban Pesach, you're just being reckless. So you're not toward b'dvar mitzvah, you're not making a mistake in doing a mitzvah with good intentions, not an honest mistake, and therefore you're liable to bring a chatas according to everybody. But the middle case, imru uyin hain, if you had a sheep, this sheep had been consecrated as a chagiga, let's say. You, when you're slaughtering it, think it's meant to be a Korban Pesach. You made a mistake. Accidents happen. You're trying your best. It's an honest mistake. It looks like it could be a Korban Pesach. It's like every other little sheep in its first year male. You just didn't realize or didn't know that someone had consecrated this as a chagiga. Okay, accidents happen. In such a scenario, by slaughtering this animal, thinking it's a Korban Pesach, b'di'eved, you still have a valid offering. B'di'eved, it can be brought in the Mizbeach. B'di'eved, it's kosher, and it was an honest mistake. So in that case, Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Chatas, Rabbi Eliezer says, listen, the bottom line is you machal Shabbos, you violated Shabbos, you can't slaughter on Shabbos. There's no dispensation for slaughtering this animal. It wasn't meant to be a Korban Pesach. The fact that a mitzvah came out of it, on some level, who cares? You violated Shabbos, and therefore, chai v'chatas, you have to bring a sin offering. And Rabbi Yeshua Poter, Rabbi Yeshua says that's the classic case of a toh b'dvar mitzvah person who erred in trying to do a mitzvah. It was an honest mistake. And a mitzvah even came out of it, because the offering is kosher. So, in that case, he exempts this person who did the slaughtering from bringing a Korban Chatas. Now, the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Eliezer is going to try to convince Rabbi Yeshua that in this scenario, Rabbi Yeshua should agree that, in the case we just described, that the person who slaughtered the Chagiga, thinking it was a Pesach, should have to bring a Korban Chatas. What's his rationale? He brings a Kol V'chomer. He says, listen, I'm Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yeshua, Ma im ha-pesach shehu mutter lishmo. He says, listen, offering a Korban Pesach, which is what you're supposed to do, and you're allowed to slaughter on Shabbos for the sake of bringing Korban Pesach because of the pasuk b'moado, kishashine shmo. If you're bringing Korban Pesach and you have the wrong thought, you've now invalidated, and chayv, you have to bring a chatas now because you can't slaughter an animal once it turned out to be an invalid offering, so now you've just been Mechal Shabbos, and you have to bring a Korban Chatas, and Rabbi Yehoshua agrees to that. So for Korban Pesach, which you're supposed to bring, you make a think of the wrong category, you're on the hook for a Chatas. So doesn't stand to reason that Zvachim Shehen Asurin Lishman, bring a Chagiga, which you couldn't do in the first place. So you're not getting off the ground. It's like, no, not, it's a disaster from the outset. And Shishina Shman, worse, you even have the wrong intention in terms of what category it should be. So it was forbidden in the first place, and you botched it more than that. Eino Din Sheikhayev, doesn't it make sense that, doesn't stand to reason that you should have to bring a Chatas? It's even worse. It's worse to bring a Pesach Shaloshmo. It's a Chagiga Shaloshmo. You shouldn't, from the outset, you shouldn't bring it. So that's his argument. Rabbi Yeshua is going to reject that, because Rabbi Yeshua, as we know, holds that you can't really compare the two, because the Korban Pesach done for the wrong category, Shlo Lishmo, is invalid. Whereas the Chagiga done, Shlo Lishmo, for the sake of a Pesach, is, after the fact, yes, valid. So that's a Tobit of our mitzvah. It's you were trying to do the right thing, and something good came out of it, because it is valid after the fact, so you can't compare them. That's the case here. So Rabbi Yeshua says back, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, lo, I reject that logic. Ima marta b'Pesach sheshinahu l'dvar asur. You're going to talk about a Korban Pesach there. If you have the wrong category in mind and you change what it should have been from a Pesach to a Chagig in your mind, so now you've done something forbidden and there's no mitzvah coming out of it. So that's why you're obligated to bring a Chatas. How could you possibly compare that? Tomar bezavachim shashinan ledavar amutar. How could you compare that to other categories of offerings, like say a Chagiga, where when you have the Pesach in mind for it, or any other category, but a Pesach in mind for it, so then it's after the fact, yes, a mitzvah. So you can't compare the two. If you're attempting to do a mitzvah and something, and what you've after the fact came out as being valid, I say, says Rabbi Yeshua, you don't have to bring a Korban Chatas. So Rabbi Eliezer is going to respond back and say, nope. I'm going to prove to you that you don't hold that way, because I'm going to prove to you I have another case where even you're going to agree, Rabbi Yeshua, that after the fact this thing is kosher. This offering is kosher, and therefore it's on some level still a mitzvah, and yet you're going to obligate the bring of a Korban Chatas. And what's the case? The case is if you bring an animal which was meant to be, let's say, a Chagiga, and you have in mind that it should be one of the communal offerings, let's say a Tamid or a Musaf, let's say a Musaf, right, that you bring on Shabbos. So you have in mind you're bringing a Musaf the on Shabbos. So even Rabbi Yeshua is going to agree in such a case, you're obligated to bring a Chatas. We'll explain why in a minute. And therefore, that would be an example of where you're trying to do a mitzvah, you made a mistake, you end up doing some modicum of mitzvah, and nevertheless, even Rabbi Yeshua is going to agree, you bring a Chatas for that. So that will be the case that will serve as the... Will serve as the... example, I can't think of the word I want now. The example to show that even Rabbi Yeshua should agree that you should bring a Chatas if you bring a Chagiga and have in mind that it should be a Korban Pesach, for example. So here's what he says. He says, Amlo Rabbi Eliezer, a Murei Tzibur Yochichu, I'll prove it to you from the offering of public offerings like a, let's call it the Musaf. Technically, a Murei Tzibur really means like the sacrificial parts of the communal offerings. I don't know exactly why the Mishnah refers to an offering by its sacrificial parts, but anyways, that's what it means for sure. She'en mutar and lishman. If you would bring a Korban Musaf and have a Korban Musaf in mind on Shabbos, you're supposed to do that. Everything's fine, just like the Korban Tamid. Everything's fine. But v'shochet lishman chayev. Nevertheless, if you take an animal which was consecrated to be something else, like the Chagiga, and you shecht it having in mind this should be the Tamid, or this should be a Musaf, so you have to bring a Chatas for that. And there's an example where you were trying to do a mitzvah, there's after the fact, there's some monocle mitzvah here because this animal is still kosher, and yet even you, Rabbi Yeshua, agree that in such a scenario you have to bring a Korban Chatas. So this should be a good, where it's still not coming to my mind what I want, precedent. This should be a good precedent case to tell you that you should have to bring a Chatas when you slaughter a Chagiga, having in mind a Korban Pesach. So, Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua says, no, lo, imamart be'emur et tzibur sheyesh len kitzba. How could you compare the Korban Musaf or the Korban Tamid, which is finite in number. There are just two Tamidin brought. There's just two Musaf offerings brought. It's like a small number. Everyone keep track. You can't call it, these are my words again, an honest mistake to have lost track of where those two Musafin or the two Tamidin are, because there's just two of them. You should keep track of how they've been offered, which ones are meant to be offered. It doesn't reach the level of Toev B'Dvar Mitzvah, an honest mistake, when it's so easy to keep track of. Tomer B'Pesach, you can't equate that to a Korban Pesach. She'ein lo kitzba. There's like innumerable animals that are being offered a Korban Pesach. And it's one animal which is dedicated, consecrated as a Chagiga and being brought as a Pesach. I mean, what Rabbi Yusha says, what do you want? There's thousands of Pesachim being brought. They all look the same. They're all moving the same. It's a balagan over here. A person, accidents happen. That's a legitimate accident for which I'll exempt a person. In contrast, the communal offerings, there's just two of them. There's just two, so you, if you botch that up, you're just being reckless. You're being reckless, kind of like offering a female animal and thinking it's going to be a Korban Pesach. So that's where it ends. The Rabbi Yeshua doesn't back down. He sticks to his guns that if you offer a Chagiga, having in mind it should be a Korban Pesach, after the fact, even though you slaughtered on Shabbos, you won't bring a Korban Chatas. And when the din is like Rabbi Yeshua, period. There's one other sheet here, Reb Meir is even more lenient than Rabbi Yeshua, and Reb Meir holds that even the case of the Musafin and the Tamid and the communal offerings, if you try to do a mitzvah, and since a nominal mitzvah came out of it, then you will never be chayav to bring a chatas. In other words, he's even in that case, he's lenient. That's what it says here, Reb Meir Omer, Af Hashochet L'Shem Emurei Tzibur. Even if you had, let's say, a chagiga, which you slaughtered on Shabbos, saying this is going to be for the sake of bringing one of the Musafin or one of the Tamidin, even though there's only two of those and it's easy to keep track of, since you're trying to do a mitzvah, and that will still reach the standard called quote-unquote honest mistake, according to Rabbi Meir, and since after the fact some modicum of mitzvah was achieved, because this animal is still, the offering is still valid, so pater, according to Rabbi Meir, you'll be exempt from being a korban chatas. Again, but the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, meaning in such a scenario, having in mind the musaf or the tamid, that would not be sufficient. You would be, according to Rabbi Yeshua, and the halacha, you would be chayav chatas on that.